He led me to a long, low building. Inside, there were several large, airy rooms with no furniture. Other horses were sitting or lying comfortably on the floor on clean blankets. But where was the master of the house? Were these horses his servants? I began to wonder if I was going mad. Then I realized that the house did not belong to a human, but to the horse who had brought me here. In this country, horses, not people, were in control. I started learning a little of their language. Their word, Huinam, means a horse, and the word itself sounds very like the noise a horse makes. I found it very difficult to say this word, and so I decided to shorten it and call them Huis. Their servants were the horrible-looking animals I had seen earlier. They did all the hard work and lived in dirty little rooms in another building, where they were tied to the walls. To my horror, these ugly animals, called Yahoos, had human faces which looked very similar to mine. I did not want anyone to think I was a Yahoo, so I tried to make it clear that my habits were very different from theirs. At least, I was allowed to sleep in a separate room from them. At first, I thought I would die of hunger, as I could not eat the Yahoo's dirty meat or the Hui's grass and corn. But I soon learned how to bake little cakes made of corn, which I ate with warm milk. Sometimes I caught a bird and cooked it, or picked leaves of plants to eat with my bread.